It is Tuesday, February 4th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
On the list, photographs I want to see.
Okay.
Opening tomorrow at the Art Center of the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. This should be on your bucket list. This artist is so cool. His name is J.P. Bell, mm-hmm. and he's a doctor.
Okay.
He started taking photos when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And he fell in love with trains when he was a kid and rode the train from Arkansas to Kansas City to California.
I mean, legally, like as a passenger.
Yes, okay. Like as a passenger, back
right.
in the days when people rode
right.
trains.
Right.
So now he's got this show opening at the Art Center of the Ozarks, which is called Cinematic Rails, Trains in the Movies. He stumbled onto a commercial shoot in 1980 in New Mexico. They were shooting an ad for the Super Bowl for mm-hmm. Miller Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in love because they had this train up and going, and it had a snowplow on it tackling the mountain snow for the commercial.
Right.
So he was hooked. Then he also shot when Biloxi Blues was filmed in Van Buren in 1987. And he has shot, let's see.
There was a movie shot in Arkansas starring Levon Helm and I think Wilford Brimley.
Really?
A critically acclaimed movie. I can't come up with the title now. I think in the early 80s. Give me a day and I'll come up with the title. But
okay.
I wonder if he shot that. I think he was shot in Central Arkansas.
He was on the shoot for Truman and the Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay.
And Appaloosa and True Grit, the new True Grit.
Oh, fun.
So a lot of his photos are on the walls at the Art Center of the Ozarks starting tomorrow. There's a reception from 6 to 8 on February 13th. And the other artist there right now is Sarah Sagerlund from Crystal Bridges. Doing a really interesting video installation.
Ah.
Worth going to. You can go anytime the ACO is open from 9 to 5 daily and 9 to 3 on Saturdays.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.